It's First Time Caller Day on Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
888-589-8840 is the number to call if you have never been on the air with us before.
All right, so first time callers only.
That's it. Once a mystery question, if you happen to land on it, answer it correctly, you'll hear this sound. What? Hey. He hit the wrong button. The beloved rim shot.
I don't know how to follow up on that, really.
Hey, but, this is a good segue to say, speaking of rim shots, the New York Knicks' biggest, largest comeback in NBA playoff history.
That was amazing.
And I turned it off.
Did you really turn it off
after halftime? Like
30 points down.
Let me
or
tell
whatever.
People what they're listening to. This is Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Vitagliano and J.J. Jasper. And, yeah, the NBA Finals are going on now, San Antonio versus New York Knicks. And I know a lot of people don't care anything about it, and I don't until the finals. I usually watch the finals. And so the Knicks were behind 29 points, I think, and in the first half. And then they came back. I turned it, like most people do, when the game's over at halftime, right?
Yeah.
You think. Then next morning I'm clicking on the app for like the New York Post, and it says greatest comeback in the history of the NBA finals or something like that. Anyway.
Were you and your dad watching a baseball game and everybody started to leave because it was a blowout, but you stayed, or was that a movie I watched or something?
What,
I dreamed.
All I can say, I can't answer those last two questions, but I can tell you it wasn't me.
Okay, it wasn't you.
All right, Trivia Friday, it is also called
Learning
University. Learning. That was pretty sad right there.
We'll
try it again.
You surprised that you ambushed.
Well, I'm trying to get us quicker on our feet.
Hey, ho.
Ready? One and the two and the three.
Learning University.
There we go. And so we're going to ask trivia questions, three each from us, and then we're going to ask you to call in and ask one and answer one of ours. How about that? Answer one of ours and ask us a trivia question. And if first-time callers only, so you're only eligible to be on the air with us today if you've never been on the air before. And the phone number is 888-589-8840.
What's that number again?
I said 888-589-8840. We got a bunch of eights in there.
Yeah,
so
we try to help folks out.
Try to help folks out. What's the ground rules, JJ?
The ground rules, there are several, about 12 years old and older to get on. But one thing, too, is one of these original nine questions is a mystery question.
Yes, it is.
If you happen to land on it and answer it correctly, you'll hear this sound.
Yes,
the beloved cowbell
rim shot.
You're going to win yourself a brand new, newly designed Learning University T-shirt. Yes. These are hot off the press.
It's
you're going to love
your
it.
Way.
Somebody's going to win this today. Not only are you going to be a first-time caller, you got in, and you win yourself a T-shirt. That's a good day.
Yeah, and it's summertime, and people are wearing T-shirts. And you want people to know you've graduated from Learning University right
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely. Hey, before we give our questions, this pastor went to talk to an elderly church member. Sadly, she was about to die. I don't know how you could ever get confusion between a wedding and a funeral, but he asked her, was there anything specifically she wanted him to do or say at her funeral? She said, yes, after everything's completely over, I want you to take the bouquet of flowers from the casket and throw it into the audience to see who's next.
Ooh.
That is dark there. And I finally have heard of somebody with a more zany sense of humor than me.
I like it.
Hey, how much did everybody scoot over and smush up against each other as that bouquet's flying through through the air?
That just gets funnier the more I think of
man.
It.
All right.
Well, she had a sense of humor all the way to the end.
Yeah.
You fellas, you got enough cough drops, brother?
I have. I always bring 10 down. Sometimes JJ needs one.
Yes, you never know.
You never know.
Somebody's going to stop and say, hey, do you have a cough drop?
Listen.
Happens to us all.
It happens.
I'm often caught without them. So thank you.
You're probably not alone.
All right, we ready to roll?
All right, 888-589-8840. It is first-time callers. You do need to be 11 years old or older if you want to be on the show with us on the air. All right, here are my three questions. The first one, by the way, I'm just going to let folks know, I mean, this is our country's 250th anniversary.
Yes, it is.
And so I've found a treasure trove.
You have.
That's right. It's a trove.
It's a trove
of
treasure.
Which is a treasure of government and constitution questions. So, folks, you better study up because I'm bringing them every week.
Questions about President Oldsmobile, President Hudson, just a lot of our presidents.
Absolutely.
He's doing a deep dive.
President Gremlin. So here's my first question. Which amendment prohibits the government from forcing citizens to house soldiers without their consent during wartime? Which amendment prohibits the government from forcing citizens to house soldiers without their consent during wartime? So I'm just giving you a hint. In the weeks to come, you better be studying the U.S. Constitution and especially the Bill of Rights.
Mm-hmm.
All right, second question. In the U.S. Navy song, Anchors Away, is the anchor being raised or lowered? What does the word mean? In the U.S. Navy song, Anchors Away, you guys familiar with the song?
Yes, great song.
I'm hearing it in my head right now.
Is the anchor being raised or lowered? What does that word away mean? And third question, this is for you, Tim, because last night we were at a dinner together for honoring Ray Pritchard. Mm-hmm. Here's a question about German chocolate cake.
Which was served last night.
Yeah. German chocolate cake isn't named after Germany. Is that true or false? German chocolate cake isn't named after Germany, but is that true or false?
I prefer it when you say, is that true?
Well, but that's JJ's thing. I did that for a long time.
That is JJ's line.
It's his thing, and I thought, there's only one JJ. Yeah. Let him be there.
Is that true? Go ahead, JJ.
Thank you for your honesty. Here's my questions. The Apostle Paul had a sharp disagreement with Barnabas over John Mark, and they parted ways.
Yeah.
Afterwards, who joined Paul to continue on his missionary journey?
Good question.
Second question.
Did he last?
Well, that's going to be next week. That's going to be my question for next week.
All right.
Second question. Which American scientist discovered over 100 uses for peanuts? Which American scientist discovered over 100 uses for peanuts?
That's a man focused right there.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Huh? I'm going to zero in on the peanuts
that's
for about 50, 20 years.
50 uses? Let's go for 51.
Well, it just made me think of that guy about shrimp. Well, you got shrimp cocktail, you got shrimp burgers, you got shrimp in your salad.
Hey, maybe there's a future.
Forrest Gump thing there.
Maybe there's a future for me if I focus in on popcorn. What do you think?
Oh,
like 50, you're off to a great start.
50 yeah. uses for popcorn?
50 recipes
and
for
they'll
popcorn.
Be asking
Our
a question
uses.
About me in 50, yeah. 50 years
Well,
from
you
now.
Know what?
I'll be a trivia question.
I've frequently said when they made a fresh batch of popcorn down the hall, I would buy popcorn cologne.
You would?
I absolutely.
There's your first
like,
thing.
I'm writing these ideas down.
Yeah. And if you can incorporate kudzu, making that popcorn cologne, you're going to knock out a couple of things. There's got to be a use for kudzu. If you're north of the Mason-Dixon line, you don't even know what we're talking about.
It'll spread like wildfire.
All right, here's my third question. So that other question, which American scientist discovered over 100 uses for peanuts? Third question, which bone is known as the patella? And if you just sing that little song, you'll eventually get to it.
Oh, the patella. Isn't that kind of like fake peanut butter spread that you I see
from
it. People love that.
That's why they named it that. It was
patella,
after that body part. Which
spread.
Bone is known as the patella?
And the you said it's peanut butter related?
Well, you know that spread. There's a spread you can get that's kind of like peanut butter.
Yeah, probably discovered by this scientist.
I think it's called patella.
That JJ's talking about.
I thought it was ironic or whatever you'd want to call it.
Iconic.
Tim's got a cough. When he was kind of giving you a hard time about carrying extra cough drops.
You want this?
Yes. Hand it my way. I'll blend some popcorn.
That just boomeranged
some
right around there.
And some cough drops. That ought to be a good mix.
And you know what'll help during our break? You go get yourself some popcorn.
I'm going to. Go ahead, JJ. What do you got?
All right, here are mine.
From the world of baseball, this baseball player from the 1970s, 80s, and 90s, won the Golden Glove Award 13 consecutive years and is widely considered to be the greatest defensive shortstop of all time.
Wow.
Who are we talking about?
What 13 consecutive times?
That's what I said. Everybody understand the question?
Yeah, I do. Yes. I think I might have a guess. Okay. I didn't. Boy,
number
decades.
Two, baby boomer slash, and for you car enthusiasts, I've got a question for you. What car model is the longest running car model in continuous production and has been since 1935?
Well, you shouldn't really leave your car running and that long. it's probably going to be bad gas mileage.
It
starts to gum up inside the engine blocks. That's what happens with those state troopers, police officers that leave it running.
Yeah.
All that carbon and everything, not good for a motor.
No.
You know, I'm trying to keep this show serious
because
it's an educational show.
You're right. So, I withdraw my comment.
Does everybody understand the question?
Yes, sir. Yes.
There's a particular car model. It's the longest running car model in America today and remains popular. What is it? Since 1935. So it predates the Civil War.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I got my wars mixed up.
But might not last past the next one.
No, it predates World War II. How about that? All right, here we go. Finally, what are the three? Last week I had a question about soybeans. What are the primary uses of soybeans?
Sure.
I want to know the three main uses of corn. We produce corn like crazy in this country.
Yeah.
And we export a lot of it. But what's the three main uses or purposes of that corn's used for?
Well, we'll give them a hint. It ain't candy corn around Halloween, so just get that out of your mind. That's very popular. Everybody's used to seeing it go into their sack, but it ain't candy corn. We're talking about real corn.
Real corn. Like your jokes. I'm just picking on you, JJ.
It's true.
It's true. Hey, I got one for you, and then we'll go to the phone calls. And I got a list of these for you, JJ. You can use them. Why did the bicycle fall over?
Why
did the bicycle fall over?
It was too tired.
Yay! Oh! JJ, give me a fist pump.
You're surprised that I was going to know the answer to it.
Well,
bad joke.
Didn't know. Had you heard that before?
I think I have.
Okay,
yes.
Because it was too tired. How about that?
That's too close to a riddle for me to get.
That's an LOL right there.
And you know the difference between a bicycle and a unicycle?
Yeah.
It's a tire.
It's a tire.
It's a tire.
It's a tire.
It's kind of a
Let's go
clothing.
Ahead.
You
clothing
started
joke.
It.
I know I started,
yeah, started it.
Let's
All
go.
Right, we're going to go to Kansas.
Yep.
And I'm not sure I got this right. D'Artagnan. First of all, welcome to Trivia Friday. And do I have your name right?
It's actually D'Artagnan.
D'Artagnan. Okay. All right. That was not my fault.
Is that a family name? What is that? I've never heard that name before, D'Artagnan.
I was actually named after a football player.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay.
You mean talking about D'Artagnan?
My first name was, I was named after a football player.
All right.
Named D'Artagnan, right?
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
I really enjoy the show.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you. Appreciate it.
So much so that I got my mom listening to the show.
Oh, wonderful. Is she listening right now?
She's in California at the moment.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, hey, D'Artagnan, where do you live in Kansas?
Wichita.
Wichita. All right. Wonderful. Well, you want to ask, answer, or do both, brother?
Is it okay if I do two questions?
You can't answer two. No, because we scratch these up, man. These are hard to come up with. So you just have to pick one.
No, what I was saying is it all right if I ask two questions?
Oh. Well, I guess we're okay.
You got to pay a little more, but that you know that's okay. That's all right with us.
Did you not want to answer one first or what?
No, actually, I have two questions that are from my mom.
Okay.
And
well, go ahead. That's fine.
If you don't like the answers to it, I refer you to my mom. But
all right, you're already throwing your mom under the bus, man.
All right, go, D'Artan.
All right. After Jacob's sons put Joseph in a pit,
yeah,
and when they after they decided that they wasn't going to kill him and sell him, who did they sell Joseph to?
The El Salvadorans. They sold him to that gang down in El Salvador.
They were roaming that part of the world over there? Man, they traveled a long way
that
before they settled down.
That caravan was coming through and sold him to the folks that wound up being Potiphar in Potiphar's house. But
Are we going to talk amongst ourselves? Yeah. Was it the Midianites?
That sounds right. The Midianites.
And then they sold him to
the Egyptians. They sold him to the Egyptians, and Potiphar bought Joseph, and he was lived there in Potiphar's house.
Yeah, I was just going to say the caravan that came through.
Yeah.
But I don't remember the name of the individual or whatever.
I'm not sure of it, but it kind of is rattling around
my
head.
What's your mom say, D'Artan?
That is correct. She said it's the Midianites.
Oh, all right.
That was you.
The Midianites caravan.
Yeah.
Came through right
and
there.
And that was different.
Enough, they were
different than the Dodge caravan.
Yes, it is.
Because they'd be coming from the other direction.
They would be.
They'd be coming from Detroit.
Not to be confused.
Hey, D'Artan, what's your second question?
Well, I wanted to say what was interesting is those Midianites were Ishmaelites.
Mm-hmm.
So Joseph was sold by kinfolks to kinfolks.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they were like a cousin ethnicity.
About all those wars, it came down to that, because they would say, why are you fighting against your brothers?
Yeah.
You know? All right, what's your second question, buddy?
What is the hottest average temperature ever recorded in the United States?
I'm just going to throw something out, guys.
Are we talking about one day? Are we talking about over a summer?
Yes.
One day, the hottest temperature ever recorded in the U.S.
All right, I'm going to say 136 in Death Valley, and it's purely a guess.
You went to Death Valley, didn't you, one time?
No, I want to. But say I got to get y'all's permission. I want to go to Death Valley in July or August and do a remote from there and say, everybody's talking about the heat. Let me tell you where I am and what the temperature is.
Death
I
Valley.
Called a park ranger in Death Valley, and I got him to say what it was. Not too bad. It's only going to be 118 today. And, you know, I said, tell me what it looks like. And he described it all. And he had never been on the radio. He did a great job.
So you actually want to go to Death Valley?
I want to go there. I want to go from there.
Mount Everest.
Hey, so 136, Death Valley.
I'll go with JJ. He's got an uncanny knack of pulling these answers
I'll go with you on the place.
Yeah, what do you think about the
Tampa? You're probably right.
I was going to go a little lower than
that. I'm going to say 129, Death Valley.
All right, I'm going to go 140 just to be insane.
Good.
Because that's like on the surface of Mercury.
Nobody stops at the convenience store.
No.
There.
That's right. The whole time you're driving, you see squiggles coming off your hood and
your
coming off the highway.
Your tires are melting as you drive down the highway.
All right. What's the answer, D'Artan?
I am amazed how close JJ got it. It is in Death Valley, California, on July 10th, 1913, and it was 134 Fahrenheit.
I told you.
Wow.
Uncanny.
That really was 100% guess.
Okay.
134?
Wow.
So that's when global warming actually took place.
Yeah, 1913.
So I know I talked too much. Ranger, he said anything metal, you know, your seatbelt, the chrome thing, anything, it can burn you literally. Tattoo you know, your dash cracks, you close your door, the windshield cracks. He said,
ugh.
You got to have water, you got to have jumper cables. If you get stranded, you're not, it's going to be,
it's
terminal.
Adios.
And so he just said the asphalt. Well, I remember one time in August, me and my buddies were on our Schwinn Stingrays. We were talking, had the kickstand down, and it was like 102, and we started tipping over, and the kickstand was punching into the asphalt. But he said all these things of what it's like, and people actually live there. There's a tiny little community of people that live at Death Valley.
They don't have to. they could move if they wanted to. There's options in this country. Am I right?
You know, it's interesting, the people that say that about people in tornado area say that about people in hurricane area. Yes. And everybody that says, well, yeah, but what about all your earthquakes? You don't have to live there, like said the person that lives in Tornado Alley.
Hey, bye, D'Artan. Say hello to your mom. Thank you guys for listening.
Great questions.
All right, we're going to go to Mississippi, and Wanda is on the line. Wanda, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello. Great to be here.
Thank you, Wanda. Appreciate your enthusiasm. Where do you live in the Magnolia State?
In the big town of Collinsville, Mississippi, right north of Meridian and south of Philadelphia.
I got you. Not on Highway 45, but on what's the highway between Philadelphia and Meridian? What's that?
19.
Yeah. Well, awesome. Well, listen, we appreciate you calling. Are you going to ask or answer or both?
Both, and I want to answer the peanut question.
Here we go.
Great. The let's see here. Which American scientist discovered over 100 uses for peanuts?
George Washington Carver.
Yes. Nicely done.
One of the smartest men our country ever produced.
You remember that from school, don't you?
I do. Learned about him and Booker T. Washington, two of my favorite people.
Well, that was that was amazing. And I think about Enterprise, Alabama. The King Cotton, several years in a row, there was a blight, ruined the whole economy. They were going under. And then they just radically, because of the boll weevils, that was what was causing it. And then they all of a sudden... So we got to go a different direction. So they planted peanuts, and they made more money with peanuts than they ever did with cotton. So they erected a Statue of Liberty-looking lady holding a boll weevil up in the air, and it's the only place in the world where there is a statue for a bug, and that's right down in the town square in Enterprise, Alabama.
Well, how's that related, though, to the...
cotton and peanuts. Peanuts got me going that way. Yeah, 100 things for different.
Oh, because
peanuts.
They started growing peanuts.
They started growing peanuts instead of cotton.
I'm tracking with you.
And it saved the whole. Saved the whole area.
Is that where George Washington Carver was from? Was he from that area?
I don't know. Do you know Wanda?
He was from Missouri, and they do have a George Washington Carver National Park, along with Booker T. Washington National Park, but Booker T. Washington National Park is in Virginia.
Okay. Right.
Well, I remember last football season, Mississippi State got an invitation to play in the Weevil Bowl.
Hey, you know
what? Are you serious?
They turned it down.
That's uncalled for.
The Weevil Bowl.
We know we had a bad season. You don't have to rub it in.
The Bowl Weevil.
That's last year.
Yeah.
We've gotten this year.
This year, it thinks
and we're
better.
0-0 right now.
That's,
okay, is that all right with you?
That's right. Didn't mean to touch a nerve there, Tim.
No.
All right, ladies. Wanda,
I don't want to talk about the past.
Wanda, if you were wondering about the definition of triggered, we're giving you a good audio visual right here.
All right, what's your question?
That's right. My question is still with the agriculture, supporting Mississippi State with the agriculture.
Go dog.
Okay.
American Indians would plant their plants. They would plant three things, and they were called the Three Sisters. They would plant them all together, three different vegetables. Do y'all know what the Three Sisters are?
They planted squash a lot, so I'm going to throw that out there, guys.
Is that one, Wanda? Squash?
Well, y'all want to cheat? I mean,
no.
We don't.
Okay, here we go. I'm talking about herself. They planted squash a lot. They planted corn, and they actually taught the settlers how to put dead fish, in the ground for fertilize, and it was a real breakthrough. Corn, squash, and maybe pumpkin. I don't know about the third. Because it was a stepsister, so that's why I don't know.
I'm going to say fried okra.
They planted fried okra?
Well, you got a better, answer?
Absolutely don't. All right. I have no idea. I know corn. I'm going to guess corn. So I'll go with corn, squash. I'll go with okra. What's the answer, Wanda? Because there's the break.
It's squash. It's corn, so that the corn would grow tall.
Yeah.
It was another crawling plant. That was the peas.
Peas.
Peas would crawl on the
The corn for a trellis.
Squash at the bottom.
So corn, squash, and peas.
That makes a lot of sense.
Sure does.
Hey, thank you, Wanda. God bless you. Thank you for listening.
2 out of 3 batting. What is that at the plate?
Ain't bad.
What is that?
2 out of 3 ain't bad.
I mean, is that batting 750?
Oh, you're batting
666.
You don't want to bat that. You need to strike out you next time up. You need to get rid of that batting average. Nobody wants.
I'm batting 666.
No. Don't sit by me. All right, we'll be back momentarily.
It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
Then Solomon began to build the house of the Lord in Jerusalem on Mount Moriah, where the Lord had appeared to David his father, at the place David had appointed on the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. You know, the temple played a significant part in the life of Christ. It was located, of course, in Jerusalem. It was here and here only that sacrifices could be offered. The original temple was conceived in the mind of King David. However, it was his son Solomon who constructed the first temple. Solomon began construction of the temple in 960 B.C. The temple became the religious center for world Jews. Actually, in the Bible, not one but three temples are mentioned. Solomon's temple was destroyed by Nebuchadnezzar II about 587 B.C. Another temple was constructed by Zerubbabel in 516 B.C. This temple was no comparison to the original structure and was frowned upon by those old enough to remember Solomon's temple. Zerubbabel's temple was destroyed and later replaced by Herod the Great's magnificent structure. Herod completed the sanctuary area of the temple in 19 B.C. after 18 months of construction. However, the buildings in the temple area took more than half a century to complete. Construction on Herod's temple was continuing during the life of Jesus. The building was completed only a short time before it was destroyed by Titus in A.D. 70. It was never to be rebuilt. Jesus visited the temple often, his visits beginning shortly after his birth and continuing until the week of his death. On one visit, when he was 12 years of age, he became separated from his parents while visiting the temple. In the temple area, he taught. And like an unpopular preacher, he minced no words in his exhortations. In this area also, he healed the blind and the lame. His popularity with the people here offended the chief priest and the scribes. Nothing remains of the temple in Jerusalem today. Only a section of the wall which surrounded the temple area still stands. Today it is known as the Wailing Wall. The Jews come here to weep over the destruction of their temple. Ancient legend says angels came and sat on this wall and wept when the temple was being destroyed. It is the most holy site in the world to the Jewish people. Prior to the destruction of the temple by Titus, Jesus had spoken of its ruin. He had stated that not a stone would be left unturned. When the temple burned, the precious metal melted and ran between the cracks of the structure. Later, scavengers searching for that precious metal turned over every stone. The words Jesus spoke were true. Jesus knew the value of the temple. He knew the value of people coming together to worship. There's always the need of people to come together and share in worship. No man, as John Donne said, is an island. And while we don't have a temple, we do have a church. If Jesus felt the need to attend the temple services, surely we need to attend the services of our church.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.
Hello, everyone. Tim Wildman, president of American Family Association and American Family Radio. We are going to Italy in March of 2027. We're also going to Greece in March of 2027. And we're doing those tours back-to-back if you want to do both of them. In Italy, we'll be going to Venice, we'll ride the gondola, and see all the sights there. And we'll go to Pisa and walk on the Leaning Tower of. If you fall off, we're not responsible. Also, we're going to Rome and see the Sistine Chapel and the Colosseum and all the catacombs. We'll see all the sights of Rome. And in Greece, it's the Footsteps of Paul trip. So the places where Paul went in the Bible mentioned in Greece. If you want information on any of these tours, go to tours.afa.net, tours.afa.net, tours.afa.net.
Find rest, O my soul, in God alone. My hope comes from Him. Psalm 62, 5.
All right. What's that? The theme from?
That is the theme from Andy Griffith.
Starring Lucille Ball.
I love Lucy.
I love Lucy. There we
Lucy.
Go. All right, let's repeat our questions and get back to the phones, fellas.
All right, here's my first question. Which amendment to the Constitution prohibits the government from forcing citizens to house soldiers without their consent during wartime? What number amendment, in other words? Second question, in the U.S. Navy song, Anchors Away, is the anchor being raised or lowered? And then third question, German chocolate cake isn't named after Germany. Is that true or false?
Here's what I've got. First, a Bible question. The Apostle Paul had a sharp disagreement with Barnabas over John Mark, and they parted ways. Afterwards, who joined Paul to continue on his missionary journeys? Second question, which bone is known as the patella? Which bone is known as the patella? Third question, what baseball team, yes, I said baseball team, signed a contract with Michael Jordan in 1994?
That's a good question.
My question is, speaking of baseball, this baseball player from the 1970s, 80s, and 90s won the Gold Glove Award 13 consecutive years and is widely considered to be the greatest defensive shortstop of all time. What is his name? Number two, what car model is the longest running car model in and is still in continuous production and has been since 1935 and remains popular today? What car model am I talking about? This is the longest running car model in U.S. history. All right, number three, what are the three main uses of corn? What are the three main uses of corn? All right, let's go, Ed.
All right, yeah, we go to...
go ahead. I was looking at JJ's answer.
We go to Georgia,
yeah,
and
do.
Bill is on the line. Bill, let's welcome you, sir, to Trivia Friday.
Thank you. It's my first time, and I'm glad to be on with y'all.
Thank you, Brother Bill. Where do you live?
I live in Blackshear, Georgia.
Okay.
South Georgia.
South Georgia, okay. Is that near Waycross or Macon?
Right,
or?
9 miles from Waycross.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that's a peanut country right there, right?
That's right. Yeah, I'm a retired farmer, still farming, so.
I got you.
Good. Wonderful. Hey, Bill, this guy won the lottery, and he was on the nightly news. I don't know how many millions and millions of dollars he won. And the newscaster said, you know, what are you going to do with that fortune? And he was a farmer. He sighed. He said, I reckon I'll just keep farming until the money runs out.
Oh, man.
Hey, listen to me. He was serious, too.
Yeah. God bless the farmer. It's a
Amen.
Tough
life. Amen.
All right, Bill, we're ready. My friend, ask, answer, or both?
Both.
Okay, which one do you want to answer?
I'm on, being a farmer, I should know the corn question, but I'm pretty sure on two of them, and I'm going to guess on the third one.
All right. Okay, the question that Bill's going to answer is, what are the three main uses of corn? Go ahead.
All right, let's go with number one, feed.
That's right, animal
two,
feed. Animal.
Ethanol.
That's true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ethanol, and I'm going to just have to guess corn syrup.
Do you say corn syrup?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to give that answer to you on the number three. You are here's the answer to the question. Bill got it right. Animal feed is 40%. Then fuel ethanol production is number two, and then number three would be human food like corn syrup, like he talked about.
Yeah. Right.
Human food products and other industrial purposes. So a lot of purposes for corn.
Right.
That's a huge staple.
Huh? Okay.
Now,
a lot of. Yeah.
Being there in Georgia, you had cotton over the years, corn, soybean. Pete, did you like Tim said, did you plant peanuts? Because you're in a great spot to do that.
I planted a bunch of peanuts over the years.
What is it about the soil? I mean, what is it about that region of the country, your South Georgia right in there, that makes it good for planting peanuts?
Most of the soil, you know, in middle to South Georgia, the sandy, loamy soil, and that's
okay.
The peanut.
As opposed to the red clay up north.
That's right.
North part of the state. I got
that's
you.
Right. Yep.
All right. I didn't realize that. I always wondered why it's so, you know, plentiful in that part of the country. Peanuts I'm talking
right.
about.
Can you grow anything in the red clay part?
In the red clay? I don't know.
They grow
football players. I know that.
That's good. Hey,
you get up there
in the red clay. You get up there in the red clay and it's mountainous.
Yeah, it's mountainous.
Hey,
yeah.
Bill, what's your question for us?
I've done give you a hint when I told you where I live, but this is a question. What is the biggest county in the biggest state east of the Mississippi River?
What is the biggest county? You talking about population wise, or are you talking
no size wise, area wise?
The biggest county in
the biggest state.
So forget get Texas out of your mind because it's
east
of the Mississippi.
The biggest county in the biggest state.
So it's going to be Georgia because he already gave us that hint. But what's the? You guys know any large counties in Georgia?
So Georgia is the largest. Space wise,
see, I didn't know that
state. I'm trying to. I don't know. I don't know the county.
I'm gonna say it's Georgia, and let's say Athens County.
Okay.
I don't even know if that's a county. I'm just blurting it
well,
out.
Well, there is Athens, Georgia. I know that, but
yeah.
I don't know about a county.
What county is Atlanta in?
Atlanta.
I've been there to watch baseball games.
Carjack.
Fulton County.
Yeah.
Yeah, Fulton County. But maybe that's population,
acreage.
But he's talking about acreage.
All right, we're just kind of.
We're stumped.
Yeah, we're circling the drain here.
I will give you a hint. There's a swamp, big swamp that I know you've heard of, and that's part of the county.
Is that Okie? No, that's Florida.
That's in Florida. It is the,
you're right. It's Okanoke Swamp, and Ware County is the biggest county.
What's the name of it?
Where?
W-A-R-E. That's where Waycross is.
Okay.
Wait,
okay.
So Georgia is the biggest state east of the Mississippi. That's news to me. We learned something today.
Yeah, I would have probably guessed Pennsylvania in terms of physical size.
Yeah.
But Georgia, you lay it long ways and it gets wide in the middle.
Yeah.
So anyway. Right. All right, Brother Bill, wonderful questions, and thank you for calling, my friend.
Amen.
Appreciate you listening. You are listening to American Family Radio. It's Trivia Friday, also known as Learning University.
When I did my Healthy You thing, that's exactly what the doctor said. When I'm laying long ways, I get wide in the middle, which I thought that could be offensive,
so
but I just went ahead and
you
did what they said do, drink more water and take a couple of aspirin
sir, you
before
look
I
like
call
Georgia.
Them.
You look like Georgia.
Huh?
It looked like you look like Georgia while you're laying on the stable.
Now people will be singing, I got JJ on my mind.
You really want to shoot for Vermont if you want to be looking like a state, all right?
Well, I said this on the air probably 3 or 4 years ago. We've been doing Healthy You for many years around here. And for a while, our insurance company would come. I don't know if they still do it. And they would do like a baseline where they'd weigh you and get your height and all that.
Yeah.
And then they give you the inches around your waist.
Uh-huh.
But they do it. So you're in, behind curtains. And the guy told me, well, your circumference is. And I said, circumference?
Did you use that word?
You use the word circumference.
Just like you do the earth.
I said, what am I, a planet?
Yes.
I said, what do you mean circumference? I said, don't talk to me that way, man. That's ruined my whole day.
You can say waist. And make
hey, Julie.
Circumference.
Hey, Julie, bring that bigger tape measure. Over here, if you would.
We got us a double A circumference. We got us a big boy
over here.
Hey, everybody's got that little thing that you measure to make slacks and to do. So we got Mr. Vitagliano here. Somebody set that laser level up on that tripod.
All right, who's next, Ed?
All right, we go to Texas, and Rafe. Rafe Hollister is on. Hmm. No, Rafe is on. Rafe, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Yes, sir. How are you?
Howdy.
Rafe, do you know who Rafe Hollister is?
I don't have a clue.
It's from Andy Griffith. You must be a younger feller. So,
What did Rafe Hollister, what was his role?
Oh, Rafe Hollister, he was on a lot of times. He was a moonshiner.
That was a real actor's name?
No, that was the character's name, like Barney Fife. Okay. Anyway, nobody really cares.
Rafe, how do you feel about your parents naming you after a moonshiner? Are you okay with that?
Yeah, that fits.
Okay. Hey,
that's all we need to know, really, Rafe, about that.
Yeah.
Rafe, where do you live in Texas, brother?
I live in Gainesville, Texas.
All right.
Which is part of the state.
Like north of Dallas or northeast or what?
Yeah, it's the very top of the state, right in the middle.
Mr. Gaines, 35. Mr. Gaines really made his mark. He must have been something pretty special. Gainesville, Florida, Gainesville, Texas.
Yeah. Moved around.
Yeah.
Got around.
Ask, answer, or do both, Ray.
Running from the revenuers.
Well, I'm going to try both.
Okay, which one you want to answer?
And I'd like to answer the question about the amendments.
All right, here's the question, Rafe. Which amendment?
By the way, we got a T-shirt on the line here. We're going to send him a trivia.
If he gets it right.
A Learning University T-shirt, because this is a significant question.
Yeah.
This is not
so
trivial.
Rafe, here's the question. Which amendment to the Constitution, this is in the Bill of Rights, prohibits the government from forcing citizens to house soldiers without their consent during wartime?
That would be the Third Amendment.
That is correct.
Nicely Third done, Amendment. Rafe. You just won a really nice Learning University T-shirt. Yeah.
Hey, fun little fact about this. This amendment has never been argued before the Supreme Court. I think all the other amendments have had
a case. What's the backstory to that one?
That was the British, when we were colonies of the British Empire, they would, like in the French and Indian War or what have you, they would force colonists to house and provide food and shelter for soldiers, whether they wanted it or not.
Many armies did that. They'd commandeer your property and take over your home while the battle ensued.
Yankees did that too.
Yankees?
Yeah, when they came down
to the south.
Yeah,
they did that. They took
the War of Northern Aggression. You've heard of this?
Yes, they did. I'm with them.
Huh?
Yeah, when they weren't burning the farms, they would just homestead.
I'm sitting between two men of Southern heritage, so I'm going to move on here. And Rafe, that's exactly right. The Third Amendment prohibits the government from forcing citizens to house soldiers without their consent during wartime.
Yep.
And that was one of the amendments that everybody agreed to right off the bat. So, did you have to look that up, Rafe, or did you just know that off the top of your head?
I just whipped out my pocket constitution.
Hey,
oh, good for you.
That's one more reason why you won yourself a T-shirt. Good for you. Thanks for being a patriot.
Oh,
Ray,
thank you very much.
Before you get off the line, stay on the line so we can get your address to send the shirt. But what's your question for us?
Well, it should be pretty easy. What's the oldest American motorcycle in current production?
Now, people are going to blurt out the Harley, but it's also, actually the Indian. I don't know if Rafe and I are going to butt heads over that, but it's the Indian motorcycle.
Yeah, I think it's actually called the Native American. I think that's an offensive term.
And you're real worried about that, aren't you?
Yes, and they changed it to Native American motorcycle.
Hey, Rafe.
Are you right?
Yeah, Rafe and I know about this, but most everybody else, they think it's the Harley because it was kind of neck and neck.
So Indian is
Indian
company?
Yes, a company, okay. And they made the first motorcycle, and Harley was shortly thereafter. Rafe, my first motorcycle was an Indian. They came back in. No, it really was. It came back in production. And,
was it a Cherokee model?
No, it was. One I bought when I was in high school with my paper.
All right, Rafe,
money.
Will you agree with JJ Rafe or not?
He did.
He did. Okay.
He did.
I do. The Harley is the oldest continuous motorcycle in production, but Indian's the oldest.
Indian stopped, then they started back, and then I bought mine after they started back.
Mm-hmm. All right, Rafe, I'm going to put you on hold, brother, and Sydney Roberts is going to get your name and address, and we'll send you a T-shirt. Good job on that.
He answered our Constitution question, which is we were going to celebrate 250-year birthday in a few weeks.
I got more coming, one every week.
Okay. Hey, let's repeat our questions real quickly that have not been answered.
So I'm going to have to add a question since I've had that first one answered. First question, in the U.S. Navy song Anchors Away, is the anchor being raised or lowered? Second question, German chocolate cake isn't named after Germany, but is that true or false? And here I'll add a question, in the Trojan War, who won, the Greeks or the Trojans?
Here's the deal. Now you got me second guessing everything, like the nativity set. All them different shepherds, that German shepherd, that dog that was laying down beside the cows and all the other ones, that German shepherd might not be from Germany. It might not be where they got that name.
You can't believe. I always German believe everything shepherd. You see anymore.
Here's,
you know that?
Here's
what, I got to ask you a question.
It could have been AI.
Nowadays. Did you just come up with that, or did you have a German Shepherd joke?
I'd heard that with the little nativity. The Sunday school teacher told the little ones, draw the nativity scene, and just what you'd expect, Mary, Joseph, baby in the manger, a couple of shepherds, and there was a dog right there by it. Wait, the nativity, that's a German shepherd.
Okay, so that's in the Rolodex.
Look, we're just mostly having fun, but Tim just said something. Melanie and I were in the kitchen. I was about to leave from work. She said, wow, look at this. Something popped up on her phone, and she said, I wonder if that's real. And I came to work thinking, we're going to have to say that the rest of our life.
Oh, man.
I wonder if that's real or is that, she said, or is that AI? Because you see these little babies talking with adult things. You see Donald Trump riding on the back of a dinosaur, flying through the air, and everything looks so real. Other kids, people coming up to our generation, they didn't have to question it.
That's kind of depressing.
But if you look closely at Trump on that dinosaur, you can tell it's a slight little thing. But
here's what I've got. First question, Bible question. The Apostle Paul had a sharp disagreement with Barnabas over John Mark, and they parted ways. Afterwards, who joined Paul to continue on his missionaries? Journeys. Who joined Paul? Second question, which bone is known as the patella? You just sing that song, mesh it with Anchors Away, and it'll take you right to that bone. And then third question, what baseball team signed a contract with Michael Jordan in 1994 when he said, I'm a basketball superstar. I really think I would have been good at baseball. I'm just going to find out. And he was signed by a major league team.
and then he learned just how hard baseball was.
Being a great athlete does not necessarily guarantee you success.
Well, his actual quote was, it's so easy, even a caveman can do it. And then they stole that quote and turned it into a commercial.
A Geico commercial.
All right, my question, two questions. This baseball player from the 1970s, 80s, and 90s won 13 consecutive Gold Glove awards and is widely considered to be the greatest defensive shortstop of all time. What is his name? Number two, what car model started in 1935 and is the longest running car model still in production today? And that's the question. And this car model started in 1935. So there you go. Anyway, who's up next?
All right, we go to Alabama, and Luke is on the line. Luke, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank y'all.
And we're going to do you a favor, Luke. We're not going to. Yeah, we can hear you. We're going to do you a favor, and we're not going to do a Darth Vader imitation. So you are safe on this show.
Thank
this
y'all.
Is a safe.
I get that a lot.
Yeah, this is a safe place, Luke. So this is a safe place, Luke. Hey, where you live in Alabama, Luke?
I live in Brent, Alabama.
All right.
Where is that?
That's in the middle of the state, right below Tuscaloosa.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Well, listen, thanks for calling, my friend. Appreciate it very, very much. Okay, go ahead. Ask, answer, or both?
I'd like to both.
Okay, which one do you want to answer?
I'd like to answer the one about Paul.
Here's the question. The Apostle Paul had a sharp disagreement with Barnabas over John Mark, and they parted ways. Luke, afterwards, who joined Paul to continue on his missionary journeys?
Silas.
Nicely
done.
That
is correct, sir.
And you may remember it was Paul and Silas who, after they were arrested, they were hanging in stocks in the jail, and at midnight they started singing praises to God, and the earthquake and the doors flung open, and the jailer and his household got saved. None of the other prisoners ran off, and so that was Paul and Silas, and you see a lot of other stories where it was Paul and Silas throughout the New Testament.
Way to go.
Great job, Luke. What's your question for us?
My question is, when Napoleon was exiled, what was the first island he was exiled to?
Napoleon, when he was exiled.
Yeah. Now, you're not talking about Napoleon Dynamite, right? You're talking about the emperor.
Oh, that's good clarification.
Napoleon. I just wanted to make sure everyone knew. I knew the difference.
Oh, Ed, why do you have to say things like that?
All right.
We're talking Bonaparte here.
Yeah. All right, so I have two names rattling around. One is Alba, and one is Helena. Are either of those part? You guys have a guess?
You're our best. Yeah, I thought Tim's big on geography. I thought you'd blurt it out.
Well, Napoleon, maybe Crete. I don't know.
And now we're not talking about the guy that had the hand grenade, pulled the pin, threw it into the kitchen, and linoleum blown apart.
No,
that's
we're not
completely different.
Talking about the guy that
linoleum blown apart.
He was always hiding something in his coat. Do you remember that fellow?
Oh yeah,
from history.
Or he could have been like the guy on MASH. Could have had something wrong with his hand.
Yeah,
that's
and
true.
He didn't want to show up.
What's the answer,
pictures.
Luke?
Yeah, those two names, Luke, were rattling around. I'm not sure.
Wait, three now because we got Crete.
I said Crete.
What's the answer?
You actually got both of them. The first one was Elba. And the second one was Helen.
Okay.
Those
were islands near?
In the Mediterranean.
But they were near France?
In the Mediterranean, near Tuscan, Italy.
Oh, near Italy. Okay. Wow. Okay. Way to go.
Luke, thanks.
Yeah.
Thank
you, brother.
Thanks for getting in the Word and allowing the Word to get in you, knowing that Bible question. We encourage you. We can't overstate the importance of each person listening, read your Bible. It's life-changing.
Napoleon Bonaparte was probably a top 10 most fascinating people in human history.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not weighing in on the morality of everything he did or didn't do.
Of conquering the world. But,
yeah.
You know.
I'm just saying, as far as we remember his name today.
Yeah.
for being a military
genius. He came close, too.
Genius, yeah. So we'll return with more of Trivia Friday on American Family Radio in 5 minutes.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.